ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the Dandy Show, insights and wonderings of two random minds.
Honey Badger, have you had any orgy experiences?
Have I had any orgy experiences? Jesus. Well, I mean, there was one time I was in the States, and the group of people that I was with decided to go up to this cabin that was up in the woods. This is essential.
That's good material for the
either
start of an
orgy. Either
you're
going to get murdered, or this.
I've seen a lot of naughty movies that start like that as well.
Yeah, so we went to the cabin, and it was a fairly decent cabin by the lake, and everybody's in the lounge, and people are enjoying themselves, just kidding about and what have you, and you know, they're getting friendly, and there's some hugs and stuff. And anyway, I decided to go into the kitchen for some reason I can't remember. And so I went to the kitchen, and I was talking to somebody.
Probably felt like a kebab.
Or a drink.
One of those two, kebab and a drink, probably both.
Go well again then.
We got it.
Anyway, sorry, get back on the story.
And so, you know, I had a wee chat, and then I came back into the lounge, and an orgy had started. And people were taking off clothes, and it was just one big orgy mess. So I just thought to myself, this isn't what I signed up for. It felt quite awkward, so I decided I'm going to go outside. And so I went outside, actually, into the woodland area.
Yeah.
And being a New Zealander, in around the bush and the forest, I thought, well, fuck it, I'll just go for a walk. And so I just had a wander through the undergrowth and the bush area. Then I thought to myself, I was wondering, okay, I'm not in New Zealand anymore.
Yeah, something could kill me.
Yeah. I've seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, there's snakes and bears and lions. Fuck it, I'll just head back to the cabin.
To the orgy.
I didn't go back to the orgy. I just stayed outside until orgy day was over.
How do you know when the orgy's over? Is there
there's lots of people
trumpet
smoking.
Blows.
And a bell rings. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding. Orgy over.
They all drop their head and say, scene. and scene.
I could have done better. I'm disappointed. But it'd be awesome in an orgy. What's your motivation? It's an orgy.
No, but at any time in your life after that near orgy experience, did you think, maybe I should have just gone back and got into a bit of orgy action?
Not really. I mean, there was my friend. He was a very, very large man. He was a redneck.
You haven't mentioned any woman yet.
Blair, I think you went on a boys' weekend.
I think that was a man orgy. A morgy.
I wonder why they asked me to wear assless chaps.
Are we riding horses?
I love the idea of you walking through the forest in your assless chaps. I'm definitely not going back to that orgy.
This was just I'm riding my ass raw.
But it's better them than John.
That's brilliant.
So, Mel, you had orgy stories. Blair had always been getting away stories.
It's just a fishing trip.
I'm a method actor and I'm doing a stage play of Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, they said it was a fishing trip, but I was kind of suspicious of the fact you didn't bring any fishing rods. Yeah.
And we went to a cabin in the woods with no lake or river.
And it was awkward when they were talking about what was the biggest catch.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine was that big.
Do you know the Desert Club in Auckland? It's like an orgy club you can go to.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
I could say the name of it.
Go on.
Like it's a club, like a nightclub.
Yeah, we can plug there, them.
And just have an orgy.
It's called Greedy Girls.
Greedy Girls. Oh, yeah. Oh. Understand.
Is it just for girls?
No, it's called Greedy Girls. Guys have to pay $100 to get in.
Jesus.
Oh, and ladies are free, but you can go there. Yeah.
They're free with the
We're not going to give away the address, but if you go to greedygirls.co.nz.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Jamie!
The thing is, even
been on that day.
It's my photo on the thing.
Hi.
And yeah, you can go on a Tuesday night. They have.
You are business. Telling us all the details now. I'm not going to tell you any details, but on a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock.
How I know?
Because you've been there.
No, because
the guy you internet dated.
Person that was trying to lure me to. Trying to court me off the internet dating site.
Yeah.
Suggested we go, and gave me the details and. Suggested he would pay for me to fly.
How do you casually move on to that?
That was you.
The badger. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll find someone. We're not going to give away too many details, but if you look up the user Honey Badger, that's our friend Blair.
He doesn't like orgies with guys, but throw a girl in there and he's keen.
He will fly you to Auckland. So if you ever get a question on an internet dating site where someone says, "Are you a greedy girl?"
Which basically kind of was what the message was.
All right.
And I mean, I probably should have taken that as a hint. But I'm a curious person. And so then, of course, I wrote back and said, what do you mean? What are you talking about? And then, this all came about. That.
And shortly after that, there was a picture on your phone of a penis.
Did he
send you a picture? Was it his?
Oh, that
or just...
happens pretty much daily.
You get penises.
Yeah.
Daily.
They don't even tell you. They don't even say hello.
Do you get penises daily?
Honey badger. Just a normal occurrence for the honey badger.
No, I never got penis pictures.
Really? Because I know a good friend who.
From the other side, I've heard stories.
Right. Yeah.
What do you mean the other side?
The like guy's going, I got this terrible picture of a penis.
No, I mean from girls. I've heard that they
get no, but I've got a guy friend who does it, and he quite often gets, and he's clearly marked as straight, but he quite often gets photos of penises, and it says, if you ever change your mind...
But that's not going to make you change your mind.
Well,
if you ever change your mind, here's a picture of one of the ugliest appendages on the human body.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
No, it looks like a little, it's a little elephant trunk.
Actually, now I've seen one. Not my own. That's it.
I'm convinced. Don't give me flowers.
Yeah.
Give me a picture of your... You can do a bunch of penises.
Yeah.
I've got a lovely bunch of penises.
Or I get pictures of the person, well, I'm assuming it's the person, having intercourse with another woman and says, hi, you know, would you like to chat or hi.
What do you want to chat about? How disappointing you are in bed.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, so that makes me, you know, seeing you with multiple women, different women, makes me go, oh, good catch.
Yeah.
He's a keeper.
I'd like to chat about whether you wear a condom.
I'm wanting images of myself having sex to be spread around to other people.
Oh, I could be number 54.
I could send a picture of myself watching TV.
I was just thinking, but... Once again, as a technical person, would you have to get really good lighting for a photo of your penis and a good angle?
Yeah, you'd have to do it. Would you do it from below, wouldn't you, so it'd look bigger?
I guess so.
Yeah, and you'd make your hand, I suppose if you're holding it, you wouldn't want your hand to...
No, you'd have your hand in the background.
I've got you beat with that. I reckon you get one of those little, like, Barbie hands. So it looks huge. Woo! Yeah! And I'd be like, yes, that is a real hand.
No, because you're going to get some of your leg and some of your lower body there, so it just makes you look like you've got these
this little dinosaur hand.
I was going to go on a date with him, he's got tiny hands.
I'd say that with someone else's hand, like Barbie's.
Both. Yeah. Could you imagine the picture of like holding two little doll hands?
Oh,
yes. That's weird.
Did you just remember Barbie to do that photo? Yes.
No. It's a real person. She's got a disorder.
Sorry, I went off track.
No, it's a pretty good track to go on.
It's the track you went off. Yeah.
So be aware, ladies and gentlemen, when you sign up for internet dating, there's going to be photos of penises, whether you're a guy or a girl.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect to get one that early. To be honest, the only time I've ever chatted to someone online was years and years and years ago, and they said LOL, and I said, I think that it's gone a bit far. You just told me you love me lots.
And he ended it over.
Also, yeah. Now, and this is the thing for me. Like, I always think, I wonder, and I mean, this is because I'm a curious person, and I've thought about doing it. I've wondered if maybe, what about if I just send a picture of my vagina to people rather than my face?
No, but you're doing it the wrong way, because a guy would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's 10 back of my penis.
Yeah. Bam, 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 bam. It would never stop.
For all time, you'd be like...
I just don't understand. Like, surely there'd be some guys who would go, ah, okay, she must be a slut, or...
Probably not. Probably not if they're on
it. I would be the guy that'd be like, why has she sent me a photo of that elbow trick? Pinch their elbow together.
Yeah, I'd be like, is that what they look like?
Nah, but
yeah,
see,
I think you just accidentally took a photo of your elbow and sent it to me.
I'm going to go back. Damien, you said, nah, not if they're on a dating site. So are you saying that all men that are on dating sites are only after having sex?
Well, I'd like to throw that question to Honey Badger.
He's pleading the fifth.
He's pleading the fifth.
Oh, I mean, it's not.
He's just texting someone something. So we'll just when he's finished that, is that a photo? So.
I mean, I can't speak for the entire guy. Okay, having heard stories from the other side, yeah. There are a lot of guys on there who are just all about the tap and gap.
Yeah.
What the hell's tap and gap mean?
I'm not cool enough. Is that from the 90s?
No.
Oh, I was just thinking like an actual gap, like a crevasse.
Oh, gap, yeah.
Like the Grand Canyon. I'm like, tap, and then there's a huge gap. You must be hung. Woo, tap, and there's a big gap. Oh, yeah.
No, I like it. That's cool.
Actually, it's a funny story. When I first heard the word tap and gap, I thought it was like a new Sally's product, like Sally's Clear or some sort of adhesive or some sort of...
It sounds like...
I've got some of that in my cupboard because you don't want to sound like an idiot. Yeah.
I reckon it's the new suntan rule, like slip, slop, slap, it's just tap and gap.
I've heard of passion dash, but I guess it's stepping on.
That's what we do, passion dash.
That's what we do.
That's how old you fellas are.
Tap and gap just sounds like you're just tapping stuff.
No, it doesn't.
No, you tap that, and then you gap it.
And then you gap it.
And then you run off.
Anyway, yeah. I don't know.
I think there must be people in there looking for
there
love, you know?
There has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. And it's mainly the girls and the guys are using their advantage to get as much tapping gapping in as possible.
Do you need an apprenticeship to do that?
Tap and gap.
It sounds like it comes with some sort of like an apprenticeship.
Yeah, see, we were recently talking about something like this. Sorry, I'm just going to cut you off because you made the badger have to answer something. And your partner was telling you recently that you have a problem that you'll never be able to tap and gap. Why is that, Damien?
Because I like to make a connection. Is that what you're talking
about?
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm terrible. I like to have a connection before I tap, and then I hardly ever gap. It's tap and stay forever.
I was thinking about tap and gap. There's all these new terms which I heard about. One of them was I was asked, are you a flight risk? I'm like, what? am I like,
dude, brilliant. That was the CIA. That was not a woman.
What's going on here?
Are you a flight risk?
Is that, are you a tap and gapper? Is that what that means?
I'm totally taking notes right now.
Well, no, a flight risk is like tap and gap. It's like, are you going to and then head off?
That's funny.
Okay.
What do you say to that? Because if you say no and then you do tap and gap, you've lied.
Well, do you know what? I've written on my site as of... I've been having a little break.
We don't want to go too much into details, but if you...
But we will be telling you where she lives.
You just take the shortcut URL.
Tap and gap, mail dot...
Tap and gap, welcome.
I recently...
Loves a good orgy.
I've recently updated my profile, and I've written... The last line I've written is... If you are interested in only casual sex, please do not contact me.
Oh, good work.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Because, I mean, I'm like obviously the women that have asked that, are you a flight risk or something? Like, you know, I'm pretty straight up. So I figure if it's just written there,
yeah,
then surely that's clear and I'm not going to have any more that go.
No, but like your mate that's marked that he's straight. Like your mate that's marked that he's straight and gets voters of penis will be like, if you ever change your mind about there's no tapping and gapping, here's my Wang Johnson.
No, and you know a guy's going to look at that and just see it as a challenge.
Yeah.
Yes, challenge number one.
It's not like they're going to go, oh, I'm ready for some action, and then read down. If you're planning on just, you know, doing the dirty, getting off, he's not going to be like, oh.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the guy just looks at the picture and doesn't read any of the shit. Or he might whip down to see if you have lots of sex. Oh, does have lots of sex? Tick. I'm there.
Do you write that in your dating form?
Yeah, if you do.
Interest, lots of sex. What was the last book you read, Kama Sutra?
And 50 Shades of Grey.
Tick.
Yeah.
Who are your heroes? Ron Jeremy. Wait, a girl wouldn't be saying
that. What do you keep on your coffee table? Well,
my multiple girlfriends.
What are you into? Photography. On my deck. And the last play you went to see, Puppetry of the Penis.
I've heard that's really good.
That's good, yeah.
Anyway.
Cool. Well, sorry, so is it working?
To see, well, this is only like 2 days ago I signed back up and I've written that.
And no one's winked or lied at you since then.
And also, if you put in your profile, the girls in my basement think I'm a catch.
Did you write that?
Oh. Nationality Danish. No, I didn't.
Oh, God. No, well, yes, I have wondered, because 2 days ago, and I've had like lots of views, because you can see that they've viewed you.
Yeah.
But nobody sent me a message to that, because I did change my profile. Not just that I wrote, I've written things like, I'm pretty confident in saying what I do and don't like. I'm not afraid to, you know, let you know.
I'm looking for a child. Will you be my baby daddy?
That'll get your lights out.
But I've been pretty sort of straight up about, you know, like, you know, I don't like to be fucked around, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, can I swear?
No, you can't. No. We can't edit either, so this is going straight to the censorship general.
Fucking sick of fucking people swearing on this thing.
I know, David.
I'm sorry.
She's such a...
But anyway, and so I think, yeah, maybe I have, but I just figure, well, I'm not going to pretend to not be me, so...
No, fair enough.
But granted, though, you have just done it in the last 2 days, so before that time, you were not being you.
Yeah, I know, that's right. No, you're right. I was trying to pretend to be... I don't know. I guess I was being
rich. I think if I did online dating, I'd only be like 50% of me.
Yeah.
Because really? 100% of me, I don't think anyone would want to even know.
Yeah, I just kind of had... I'd go back and find the real young pictures of myself.
Oh, I had that recently, actually.
With a guy?
Yeah. Picture of... And I mean, I definitely do not have any...
Was it a younger looking penis? Is that how you knew?
No.
This is not your penis. Well, this is your penis 4 years ago.
No, like... Body size and image and all that stuff is not an issue for me, but I don't agree with putting a picture of yourself from, obviously, several years ago, mm-hmm. where you were at least 50 kilos lighter.
Yeah, I've got a baby photo up of mine.
Well, hopefully you don't get anyone. You sick, sick bastard. He's had a lot of interest from Germany, so.
You look exactly the same.
Anyway. No, but I just think, like, you know, if I listed my interests, you have to build them up a bit. You can't be, like, sitting on the couch
watching TV, drinking
beer. Yeah, you have to say that you play the sports you that you're watching.
Honest.
That is honest. That's what we're saying.
That's what I mean. Yeah, say that. You don't make it up. No, Dave's saying no, you'd have to
just make it up.
Embellish a bit.
Oh.
No. What are you interested in? Oh, American football. I play it all the time. I watch it a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's quite good.
Yeah.
So you could take what you
How
like.
How about you for honesty there, Badger?
Sorry?
How about you for honesty on dating profiles?
How honest are you with your...
I can't even remember what I've got on what I had online.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Good work, Honey Badger. What are female honey badgers called?
Honey badger.
It's called honey badgers. Alright.
Well, you say there's the honesty thing, but there was the person who I'm currently seeing at the moment, she originally had on her one, it was something like, Bonus points if you have a beard. And if you know me out there, I can't grow facial hair for the life of me. But I decided to...
Literally, he's only got three hairs on each eyebrow.
You really can't.
Yeah. And so I just sent through it the thing, and, well, yeah. The rest is history. So maybe
so it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
No. But when she gets to know, you're going to wake up one morning, you're going to have a fake beard glued to your face. Yeah. It's going to happen. And if she doesn't do it, we will.
Yeah, around Christmas time, she'll be like, yeah, oh, you're going to be Santa.
And when and Halloween, she's going to make you dress as Kenny Rogers.
Can I
ZZ Top.
Can I change track and sort of fun in there with something that's
yes,
completely
you can.
Different, but it's kind of related. It'll get us off the dating thing. Mm-hmm. That story last night when I was talking about like us talking about bodily fluids and stuff like that. Well, this is
I'm glad we got off the track of dating.
Woo! No. Not talking about dating anymore.
No, please bring it back to
shampoos.
Okay, so no.
Is that a dirty Sanchez?
No, one of the girls that was at my dinner last night, her auntie is a midwife. And has been since the 70s kind of thing. She's an old lady. And apparently in the 70s, when doing midwifery, is that how they say
that's
it?
That's a word.
They, whenever a woman came to, like whenever they turned up to a woman was going to have give birth, they, no questions asked, would just shave them clean.
Like, oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Right? Because saying, that's just...
It's the 70s, right? There's afros down there.
Yeah. So that was just always a thing. And for some reason, her and a couple of her friends, who were her flatmates, who were also midwives, thought it would be funny...
To practice on each other.
...to start saving...
Oh, yeah, make Merkins. I hear what you're saying.
...the pubes of lots of different women.
Yeah.
And they started a collection of these pubes. And they thought it would be funny because their flatmate, the only male that was living with them, had a real thing about pubes being left in the bath.
Yep, gotcha.
The sink.
So you're going with
this. And so every, like, if he ever, like, came out in the morning and one of the girls had a shower and he'd be like, girl, you've left a pube in the bath.
Yeah.
You know, he'd always get really...
There's never one of his.
No, and they'd always be like, no, you know, what do you mean? Like, oh, it's just, you know... And so they saved this over a few months.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then one day... filled the bath with the pubes, and apparently it was a full layer of the bottom of the bath of people's pubic hairs, and then just left it for him to find.
Were they leaving the flat that day?
The best story.
Pretty good.
I just want to know what his reaction was.
Well, apparently he completely freaked out. It was just like, you know, couldn't use the bathroom, couldn't for days, was completely...
Yeah, had to go, had to poo out his window.
I bet it's that guy! That's the backstory!
Oh, man!
Figured
but
it
how,
out.
Okay, you think about it. How disgusting would it be to have a big bath, like a bath full of pubic hair?
Yeah, it's not
and
that
not
nice.
Not just like one person's. A lot of people, like, who are obviously giving birth, about to give birth, so their waters have probably broken.
How do those people feel when the nurses are like, hi, we're just going to... What are you laughing at? Nothing. All those women have gone home and gone, there's something wrong with my vagina.
Do you think they thought it was odd that they put all that stuff in ice cream containers?
Yeah.
Sounds like some sort of...
And then put dates on it.
Some sort of new age alternative beauty therapy thing. Yeah. It's like a bath full of...
Oh, I feel so rejuvenated.
It's like those what are those scrubber puff things on your body.
A loofah
like
pad.
Exfoliate. You can exfoliate with that. Yeah.
Oh, my skin feels 10 years younger.
And imagine if you got it in your mouth.
I thought you were going to say they did something like, while he was sleeping, they put glue on his body and then put it all over his body.
Because that's what
Dan
meant.
That would
have been good. This
would be like some abominable...
They did that on Jackass, where they did have you guys ever watched Jackass?
Sometimes.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Yuck!
Is it a movie about donkeys?
Yes.
Is it like Shrek?
One of the pranks they did was Johnny Knoxville shaved all his pubes off.
Sorry, and
love Eddie Murphy.
Had to shave all his pubes off, and the guy who was going to do the skit or whatever, he was pretending to be a like an Iranian man or something, and the makeup artist said, you know, we've got to put a beard on you. Yeah. But he didn't know that they were using Johnny Knoxville's pubes. And they glued it all over his face and they did the whole skit. So you see it beforehand and then at the end they tell him that he's got Johnny Knoxville's pubes and he just starts puking. And really got really angry, like really upset at him.
What would be funny though is while he's getting angry, the pubes would be bouncing. Yeah. You couldn't take him very seriously, could you?
Yeah, sorry, I've changed it again, but that's
good. Well, we've hit 47 minutes, and the people at the party I was at last night said, oh, yeah, I would listen to your podcast, but it's too long. Can you cut it down to 20 minutes? So,
this one's for you.
Let's go for it.
So all those people that...
thumb in your eye.
To those people that won't make it to the end of this, this is for you. We love you.
And I'm not going to mention names, but if you look up www.peoplethatwon'tlistentoourpodcast.com, there's a very long list, just add your name.
Yeah. I think before we go, though, Mel should give us the directions to her house.
She's already done the audio version of her dating profile. Now, this is the contact details. Just reach her www.melonline.
Yeah. And she only wants pictures of your penis if you're serious about a relationship.
Yes, well, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, would that be a given in your relationship? I'm serious about a relationship. Oh, we got a text from a guy. He's also serious about it. He's got a very small penis.
No, she doesn't like that. Size doesn't matter, Mel.
Because we are living.
And it doesn't matter what you do with it either.
Material world.
And also, ladies and gentlemen, Blair's opening a beauty treatment salon and we're needing donations of pubic hair.
It's called Pubes R Us.
You can come in and get a pubic scrub.
A pubic scrub? Dave's going to get the first one.
Not a pubic scrub. Pubic scrub. Is that misspelled?
Pubic scrub, no.
That's what it is.
That's it.
Isn't this just a loofah with pubes?
Yes, it is.
It comes from the sea.
And now you shall bathe in blonde.
Yeah, you could pick what flavour you want. Maybe today I'll have a bit of ginger pubes.
A ginger bath.
Ginger bath.
Here's the ginger bomb.
A bit of blonde.
Yeah. Or grey.
Yeah.
Black as the night.
I wonder if,
does your loofah match the shower curtain?
Like, I'm moving off. Are you going to finish that?
Say one more thing.
Do you reckon, you know how some people's, like old people's hair gets coarser as they get older and grey? Uh-huh. Do you reckon pubes get coarser? Because aren't they already quite coarse?
Well, I'm a little bit older than the rest of you, isn't it?
Have you ever wondered that?
I think that's probably just something we should...
I think the easy way to find out is just when you're looking at an older gentleman, just look at the front of his crotch. If the front of his pants look a lot thinner than the rest of the pants, then you know. Just all the rubbing
Now, also, what you want to do, Mel, is maybe just adjust your profile for a few weeks and have, like, I'm into men age 20 to... whatever, and then you'll get lots of photos of 20-year-old penises, which might have some pubes in it, and then change to 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, and just see if there's a change in the quality of pubic hair.
You can't tell from photos whether it's coarse.
So what you're saying is you would rather do a hands-on test?
Yeah, I'd need to really.
Okay, then with that,
so
I think...
www.melleadsman.com
needs a hairy course, man. Mel's
pubic hair. If anyone wants to write in about pubic hair coarseness... Our Facebook page is, just look up Dandy.
Oh, Dandy. Well, some people might go, well, hey, when I was 20, my pubic hair was nice and kind of thin, but all fine. And now I'm 48 and it's a lot worse.
Oh, no. See, I'm going to have to worry about people that are saying those things.
I used to feel so nice when the wind flowed through my pubic hair, but now it feels a bit prickly.
Oh, where have the years gone?
I used to love to drive my convertible and just let my hair flow.
Now that's good imagery. I think we should end on that.
Yeah. And then, yes, exactly. On that note, stay dandy.
Peace out.
Bye.
Peace out, homies.